News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Despite the oil shortages brought on by the war with Iran, economist Steve Moore is calling out California lawmakers for blaming President Trump for their high gas prices.
For California to be running out of energy would be like Alaska running out of ice. I mean, there's no place on earth that has, well, I shouldn't say that. Texas and Alaska probably have more oil than California, but California is very energy rich, and they just choose not to go after it. And so that is a shame, really, because they should be paying closer to, $3 to $4 a gallon.
Moore, who is with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Bill Alexander reports that some recent high-profile departures from the administration may not be the last.
Pam Bondi has been officially removed as Attorney General after weeks of speculation, with President Trump reportedly considering further shakeups in national security leadership. Mr. Trump is said to be weighing the dismissal of Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard over her handling of disputes related to Iran policy, though the White House currently maintains public support for her.
That is Bill Alexander. Bondi was removed as Attorney General following criticism of her handling of some high-profile cases. A debate over viewpoint diversity is emerging at Harvard University, where critics say the ideological balance is skewed against conservatives.
The student paper, The Harvard Crimson, reports that as recently as 2022, 82% of instructors identified as liberal, while just 1% said they were somewhat conservative, and none identified as strongly conservative. Now, a new effort is reportedly seeking about $10 million to promote a broader range of perspectives on campus, but critics on the right and the left point to Harvard's roughly $52 billion endowment and maintain the $10 million initiative feels inadequate or performative. Ken Lorman reporting.
This is SRN News. California is providing sex change operations to illegal immigrants. Compliments of the taxpayer.
According to investigative journalist Christopher Ruffo in a New York Post article, the Golden State will give drugs and surgeries to illegals who wish to live as the opposite sex. Ruffo reports that this fact has become known in Latin America, prompting a number of transgender people to come to the U.S. in hopes of accessing California's very liberal health care options. State officials say they want to extend health care to, quote, marginalized communities. Michael Harrington reporting.
The American Library Association has released its annual list of the books most challenged at the country's libraries, and the vast majority of them either involve LGBT lifestyle promotion or include pornographic content unsuitable for children. Amongst the books most often challenged are Maya Kabaya's graphic memoir, Gender Queer. This is SRN News. Conductor and composer Michael Tilson Thomas has passed away.
Renowned conductor and composer Michael Tilson Thomas is dead at age 81. Tilson Thomas led orchestras in Buffalo, Miami, London, and San Francisco while composing. He received 39 Grammy nominations and won 12, and was among the Kennedy Center Honors recipients in 2019. Tilson Thomas had brain surgery for a tumor in 2021 and then resumed his career. But last year, the tumor returned. He conducted his final concert with the San Francisco Symphony in April of last year.
That is Lisa Dwyer reporting. King Charles III embarks on a state visit to the U.S. on Monday, aiming to strengthen ties between the U.S. and the U.K. His mother, Queen Elizabeth II, set the bar high with her 1991 speech to Congress, highlighting shared democratic values. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.